We have a very special schluss and covet for the yeshiva to have one of the Gedolei Abdur, Gedolei Rabbanim of Eretz Yisrael, Rav Hagain, Rav David Yosef Shlita, the Rosh Kaido of Yeshivat Chavetz Das, Rav Shchuna of Har Nof, Machaber of many Svarim. The yeshiva, in fact, has his Svarim, I've used his Svarim, and he's one of the Chasheva Gedolei Adur in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's a very big covet for us to have him speak to us today.
ברשות הרבנים הגאונים, מרביצי התורה, ראשי הישיבה, יהיה רצון שייתן להם הקדוש ברוך הוא בריאות וכוח להמשיך להפיץ מעיינותיהם חוצה, להגדיל תורה ולאדירה. בעזרת השם, this Shabbat, we will read מתן תורה. Matan Torah was 7 weeks after Am Yisrael left Egypt. 6 weeks after Kriat Yam Suf. Or Haim HaKadosh, he asked a question. When Am Yisrael were in Yam Suf, they reached the highest level, spiritual level. They were like prophets. Chazal say, Ra'ata shifcha al hayam, ma shelo ra'a Yechezkel b'maase merkava. Even simple people, they saw what the biggest prophets didn't see. It means all of Am Yisrael reached a very high level. And the Pasuk said, Vayireu ha'am et Hashem. Vayireu, it means ira. They had fear of Hashem. They had irat shamayim. Vayaminu, emuna, they had emuna. So Or Haim said, why didn't Hashem give them the Torah immediately? And Or Haim explains, there are three conditions that without them we cannot get the Torah. We cannot accept the Torah. I want to explain it that we will be able to understand it. If someone is making business, sometimes he is successful and he makes money. If someone goes to university and he wants to be a doctor, if he learns, he knows. It's always like that. If you worked, you did according to the program, you learn anything you had to learn, you will be a doctor. If you walk good, you are careful, you will make money. About the Torah, it's not like that. About the Torah, we need siyata dishmaya. We need special help from Hashem. Sometimes someone can work very hard and he will not succeed to be Talmid Chacham. There are a few conditions when we want to learn Torah. When someone wants to be Ben Torah, to learn Torah, he wants to be Talmid Chacham. You know, Hashem created the world not to make money and not to be doctors. Hashem created the world for the Torah. Im lo b'riti yomam v'layla, hukot shamayim v'aretz lo samti, only for the Torah. And everyone has to think all the time, I wish I will have big zechut to be Talmid Chacham, to learn Torah. So, to be Talmid Chacham, there are a few conditions Hashem gives Am Yisrael before they got the Torah. They reached the highest level, okay. But still, they were missing something. Ruach Haim HaKadosh said, they needed three things. Without them, they couldn't get the Torah. And he said, all of that three conditions, it's written in one pasuk. Vayis'u merefidim, vayavohu midbar Sinai, vayachanu bamidbar, vayichan sham Yisrael neged har. Vayis'u merefidim. When Am Yisrael reached Refidim before Matan Torah, Refidim, according to Chazal, it was a place that they were weak, lazy. They were weak about how to worship Hashem. They were talking against Moshe Rabbeinu. And they didn't, lazy. They didn't have to want the Torah. It should be not to sleep long time and to walk easy. No. About the Torah, we have to work hard. Never happened that someone became big Talmid Chacham because he's smart. No. If he didn't work hard, he can be the best with wisdom, he can have the highest IQ, he will not be Talmid Chacham. If he doesn't work hard, no way. I learned in yeshivot, I learned in Yeshivat Ponevich in Israel, Yeshivat Chevron in Israel. I have many friends. Many of them were very intelligent. Very intelligent. And in the shiur, they were fighting with the rabbis, arguing very sharp. But who became Talmidei Chachamim, biggest Talmidei Chachamim? Some of my friends became biggest Talmidei Chachamim. Only, I checked them one by one. I remember how they behaved when they were young. Only those that worked very hard, didn't go to sleep early, were learning. This is the first condition according to Ruach Haim HaKadosh. It's also according to Chazal, Pirkei Avot, Perek Vav, to work hard. When I go every place in Eretz Israel, so young yeshiva bochers come to me, and they say, please, Rabbi, give me bracha. I want to be Talmid Chacham. Bracha. If I give bracha, first of all, I'm nothing. But even we will go to Rab Chaim Kanievsky or Arav Ovadia. He will give someone bracha, he will be Talmid Chacham. Do you think he will go to sleep at night and he will wake up in the morning? He will say, wow, my disk is full. I know all the shas. No way. It never happened, and it will never happen. No way. To be Talmid Chacham, okay, to get bracha, okay, we got bracha. But after the bracha, he has to study day and night, to work very, very hard. This is Vayis'u Merefidim. Ruach Haim HaKadosh said the second condition is Vayachanu Bamidbar. What is Midbar? Desert. The Gemara said Midbar, the meaning of Midbar, people step on it. Step on it. It means Anava, humility. To have humility. To have Midot. If someone is arrogant, he is smart and he is working hard, he will not be Talmid Chacham. Why? because he will not have siyata dishmaya. And also we saw that Maran Achida said 250 years ago, he said about the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Karo. Rabbi Yosef Karo wrote Shulchan Aruch. All of Am Israel, they follow Shulchan Aruch. It means that Rabbi Yosef Karo got big, big zechut. That all of Am Israel became the posek of all of Am Israel, all the generations. Why? Why did he get that zechut? He was number one Talmid Chacham? Yes. But at his generation, Achida said, there were three like him, not less than him. Rabbi Yosef ben Lev, Amar Rival, Rabbi Yosef ben Lev, and Rabbi Yosef Taitzak. Two very great, big, big Talmidei Chachamim, top Talmidei Chachamim. And they could make Shulchan Aruch like what Shulchan Aruch did. Why Rabbi Yosef Karo, why did he get that zechut to write Shulchan Aruch? Achida said, if we check his books, the way he was learning, we can see always anava, humility. He was the biggest anav, Shulchan Aruch. Because of that, he got that zechut like Moshe Rabbeinu. He had humility. He Torah Moshe, the Torah called on his name. Rabbi Yosef Karo. I heard once from my father also about Achida, Achida himself. He said that about Shulchan Aruch. My father said, I can say it about Achida. Achida, Rabbi Chaim Yosef David Azulai. He was top Talmid Chacham at his generation. But he didn't get title, job. In Jerusalem, there was Rishon Lezion, Amarit El Gazi. At the time of Achida, Amarit El Gazi, Hikre Lev, Rabbi Mordechai Yosef Miyuchas, some big Talmidei Chachamim, everyone was giant. And they were Rishon Lezion, chief rabbi, chief rabbi. Achida wasn't chief rabbi. Achida has to go, he had to go around the world to collect money for the Talmidei Chachamim in Yerushalayim. Group of 3,000-4,000 people were learning Torah in Yerushalayim, poor, and he used to collect money for them. And he went around the world, and many places when he came, they didn't know him at that time. No TV, no radio, no, you know, all cellular phone, nothing, no pictures. So he came many places, they didn't know him. He was like a beggar. He didn't get respect. Some places, they embarrassed him. And some places, the rabbis started to talk to him. They saw that he is a giant. They gave him respect. So all of his life, he was going around. No job, no big name. And what happened after? He wrote many books. We follow his books. More than all the greatest Talmidei Chachamim were at his generation. He got that zechut because he had humility. A few times, when he came back to Yerushalayim, they told him, you have to be the head of all the Chachamim, all the Rabbanim. He was great, but he had humility. After that, we can see what happened with him. He became the biggest Talmid Chacham, biggest Posek. Or Chaim HaKadosh said the third condition, Vayichan Sham Israel Neged Ahar. The Pasuk started, Rabim, Vayis'u, Vayachanu. Suddenly, one, Vayichan. To be together when we learn Torah, to be together, to assist each other. Everyone has to be care about his friend. Then this is a condition to have the Torah. If everyone thinks only about himself, I want to be, okay, I will learn, and I have friends They are not the same level like me. I don't care about them. I want the best chavruta, and I want to be Talmid Chacham. I don't care about the others. I care about myself. He will not have Siyata Dishmaya. If we support the others, Ke'ish Echad Belev Echad, we can be Talmidei Chachamim. I remember when I was learning in Eretz Israel, or Israel Yeshiva. We had the greatest Rosh Yeshiva, Tzadik. He was Talmid of Chofetz Chaim, Rabbi Yankim Naiman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He used to tell all the best Talmidim, he used to tell them, you want to be Talmid Chacham? Look, they are not so smart like you, and they want to learn. 1 hour every day spent with them. Everyone has to take chavruta, someone to elevate him. He is not so good, elevate him, support him, learn with him. You will have siyata dishmaya. Without that, no way, no siyata dishmaya. So we did it, and Baruch Hashem, after that I was Magid Shiur. I learned to be Magid Shiur from my friends. They were less than me, so I taught them, I was explaining to them, I understood how to explain. It was practice for me to explain. Then I could be Magid Shiur. I could give Shiurim. So that three conditions, don't forget. First of all, to work hard, day and night, to make target. I want to be Talmid Chacham. In order to be Talmid Chacham, I have to work hard, day and night. Then I have to work on myself about midot. Midot, to behave nice to each other. And the third thing, to assist each other also. And Be'ezrat Hashem, all of you, תגדלו בעזרת השם בתורה ויראת שמיים, תהיו תלמידי חכמים, שההורים שלכם ירבו מכם רוב נחת ותפיצו את אור התורה בקרב עם ישראל, אמן כן יהי רצון.